those who worship the Lord, worship in spirit and truth. Those who say that they know Him must walk as He walked. Those who worship the Lord, worship in spirit and truth. Those who say that they know Him must walk as He walked. He is the way and the truth, and in Him ends the life. If we obey His word, then we walk in the light. He is the way and the truth, and in Him is the life. If we obey His word, then we walk in the light. We don't keep His word, then we walk in the darkness, and the truth's not in us. If we walk in the light, we will have fellowship sweet, and the blood of Jesus will cleanse us from sin. He is the way and the truth, and in Him is the life. If we obey His word, then we walk in the light. He is the way and the truth, and in Him is the life. If we obey His word, then we walk in the light. Walk in the light, He is the way and the truth, and in Him is the life. If we obey His word, then we walk in the light.
Well, 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 well. Good morning, friends. This morning we are talking about God being with us, and He has given us many wonderful promises, and one of the promises and an assurance that we want to give to young believers is the assurance that God is there with them. That is absolutely what we want to convey to young believers, and we ourselves need to be convinced that God is with us. And there are all kinds of things that will cause us to feel like God isn't with us. One of the things that might cause us to feel like God isn't with us is that health sometimes and health issues that can cause us to wonder, where are you? Or if we feel like God isn't answering our prayers fast enough. But the fact is, God has promised to be with His people. If you are a Christian, God is absolutely with you. You do not need to be concerned about that even for a moment. I got to go off cam just for a second. I got like an eyelash in my eye. And you know, God is with us even when you have an eyelash in your eye. Ever have that? There we go. And the other side now. But God promises so many wonderful things. He promises we have the assurance of eternal life. We've talked about that this week. We have the assurance of God's forgiveness. We've talked about that this week. But also, we want young believers to be convinced and encouraged and assured that God promises to be with us. Now, Sometimes we don't feel like God is with us. Sometimes we feel like God is distant from us. Sometimes, and that's not, there are strong Bible characters who walked with God who would also tell you that sometimes they felt the same thing. Sometimes they felt, God, where are you? You can read through the Psalms. You can see David indicating sometimes, God, where are you? You can read through the some of the prophets, Jeremiah, God, where are you? Sometimes you don't feel that God is there. You don't feel God is there, but God's promise is that he is, in fact, there with us. So I want to share just several passages of Scripture this morning that speak to the issue of God being with us. Let me take you over to Isaiah chapter 41. And just one of the great promises that we find in the book of Isaiah. As soon as I can find it, there we go. Isaiah 41. And there's wonderful truths in this, but particularly down in verse 10. Here it is. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. God promises to be with us. Right there. In that passage, did I put it up there? I think I did. Do not fear. I am with you. Do not be dismayed. I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous hand. God's promise to uphold us. God's promise to strengthen us. Going to look at another verse here. Real fast. Maybe not. I'm having technical issues apparently this morning. That's why I'm a little bit stuttered, because something we've had this in our house since the sun on Monday. We've had a little bit of an issue. In fact, we lost our dishwasher, apparently. Last night, we lost the internet completely for a while. I think our dishwasher is gone. Brand new dishwasher right before I bought the house. Right after I bought the house, right before we moved into the house. And I think it is gone. And I'm having some issues here with technology this morning. Maybe still some remnants of the solar effects. At least that's what some are blaming things on, solar effects. Here we go. I will. A few more chapters over. That's where I need to go to, over to Isaiah chapter 43. Another promise that God gives to his people. And here it is. Promise to be with us. But now this is what the Lord says. He who created you, O Jacob, he who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. When you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze, for I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I give Egypt for your ransom, Cush and Seba in your stead. Now, that would be more meaningful in their day. Just exactly what Cush was or what Seba was. And he continues, since you are precious and honored in my sight, and because I love you, I will give men in exchange for you and people in exchange for your life. But just some of the things that I want to just call out of this verse. First, God says, I will be with you there in verse 2. In fact, before that, verse 1, just thinking through the fact that God created you, he formed you, he has redeemed you. If you are a believer in Jesus, he has summoned you by name. He has called you. You are his, to know that you belong to the God of the universe. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. When you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. Now, you can go back and think of the many things that took place in for the people of Israel, numerous things that took place for the people of Israel. They walked through the water. What water? They walked through the water of the Red Sea, crossing from Egypt on over into Arabia. They crossed the Red Sea. They crossed the Jordan River. You can go to the days of Daniel, and Isaiah and Daniel were contemporaries, and perhaps Isaiah had heard about what had happened to Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the book of Daniel when they were placed into the fiery furnace and they were not burned up, God was with them. You know, when we're walking with God, when you walk through fiery times and you walk through times that you feel are just going to sweep you away, God is with you. Now, there's all kinds of reasons why we feel like we might be swept away. And I will share a little bit. I relate with some of this, and especially of late. Mentioned some of the issues. I've for 15, 20 years, I've had electrical issues. My dad had electrical issues in his heart, and I'm having those signs and symptoms come back. Even this morning, when I got up, it's like, this is not good. And I see a doctor and all, but I will tell you, sometimes it can cause you to despair a little bit. And I'm being very honest with you. You feel like, you know, my life will be cut short. And so you have anxiety. And I know we've got dear friends, brothers and sisters who wrestle with anxiety. And it's something that I wrestle with in my own life, the anxiety of just how do I how am I doing? So you guys are having lag. I'm finally getting back and seeing the comments here. A bit of lag, slightly, a little choppy. Well, I'm just going to keep going, folks. It's all I can do this morning. There's nothing I can do mid-broadcast now, but keep going to encourage you to, well, it's because I'm on the camera, Fran. That's why it looks good now. I know this. But you might have anxiety over finances. You might have anxiety over food. I mean, our sisters and brothers in places like Pakistan, or South Sudan, two places in particular, that I mean, they are in places where they don't have access to food. You know, we worry that our cupboards are getting a little bare. There's still stuff in there, or that there's not much in the refrigerator. But we have brothers and sisters who live with the anxiety of, will they have food for the children? It's true, India. You know, there are all those things that cause anxiety. There are other pressures you may go through. You might go through pressures with the IRS. You might go through pressures with any number of pressures. You might go through the pressures of huge swings in your industry and, you know, highs and lows and all those things, all things that can cause anxiety. But for us, God brings us back to this promise, just to remember, verses 1 and 2. Fear not, I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine, to remember that you belong to God. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. When you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. And just to believe these things, to know that God is with you as you go through life. Isaiah 41, he said this, "Fear not, I am with you. Do not be dismayed. I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you." Deuteronomy chapter 31, another Old Testament passage that I'll take us into the Old Testament. Deuteronomy chapter 31 and verse 8, if I remember correctly. "Take this to heart." And I need this today. I've got meetings today out the ears. "The Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged." But the idea of the Lord himself going before you and being with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. In fact, you can back up to the previous verse. You can back up to verse 6. "Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them, for the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you." Now, these are specifically words given from Moses to Joshua, but they're truths that we'll read in the New Testament being spoken to us as well. And we want young believers, we want ourselves, in fact, to be convinced that God is with us. It says, "Moses summoned Joshua and said to him in the presence of all Israel, 'Be strong and courageous, for you must go with this people into the land that the Lord swore to their forefathers to give them, and you must divide it among them as their inheritance. The Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged.'" That particular verse, I think, Deuteronomy 31:8, it was kind of a life verse, I think, for one of my lifelong favorite pastors really had an impact on my life, Pastor Eric Crichton. And I still remember him speaking about that verse, and we spoke about that verse in private, and I also remember him preaching on that verse. Now, I didn't attend Calvary Church all the time when I was at LBC because I was in music ministry, and we traveled to a lot of churches, and I spoke in churches and whatnot, but he left an indelible mark on my life, and this is one of the verses I remember him talking about, Deuteronomy 31:8. "The Lord himself goes before you, will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you." In fact, for the record, that said pastor was a Walt's pastor for a number of years. I'm not sure if he's still alive or not. I don't recall. He was somewhere around 100 years of age. Another promise. Jesus gives a promise to us Matthew chapter 28. Matthew chapter 28. Let me show you this verse. It's part of the Great Commission as we are going out, as we're going out to share Christ, as we're going out to make disciples. Verse 19, "Therefore go make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son, the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey everything I've commanded you." So we've been given this wonderful commission to go out and share, and it says this, "And surely I am with you always until the very end of the age." Now, I know Shirley Diepenbrock could surely take comfort from that because her name is Shirley, but it's Shirley, S-U-R-E-L-Y, Shirley, absolutely. You've got to know I am with you always until the very end of the age. And God's promise, Jesus' promise, he promises to be with us. He takes up residence, and there's so much more teaching I could do about this from the Upper Room Discourse in John 13 through 17 about Jesus promising the presence of the Holy Spirit with us. Friends, we can take to heart, we have the promise of God that he is with us. And it's something we need to drill down on in our own lives. It's something that we need to drill down on in the lives of young believers. One other verse, then I'll cut over to the comments for a section. Verse 5 says, Keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have, because God said, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. So we say with confidence, the Lord is my helper, I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? Our confidence is in the Lord. The Lord is my helper. What can man do to me? Man might hurt the body, but man cannot take away from our souls, and he cannot. Only the Lord. And so we fear, we reverence the Lord and reverence him only. But the promise, I will never leave you, I will never forsake you, promised again here right in the book of Hebrews. And I want to say good afternoon to one Priscilla Harriman. Steve and Priscilla, as we know, have been on a lengthy cruise, and we have the absolute delight and joy to see for the first time in several months now your comments here in the comment section of our broadcast. Priscilla is a listener since, I think, probably day one of this broadcast, and also regular participant in some of the evening online studies that we've had different times along the way, and an avid supporter of the ministry. And so it's just absolutely great to see you. We love you. We can't wait to see you again. I don't know what airport you're passing through, but I think I'm in JFK Airport. I think I fly from Boston to JFK to Cape Town. I think that is the order. And I don't know if it's the same time you're passing through. Maybe we'll run into each other in the airport as you're coming back to the States and I'm leaving the States in May, if that indeed does happen. But so very, very good to see you. We can't wait to hear the stories, and have to have a big feast together and let you tell the stories. So anyway, I want you to know LaGuardia, May 5th. Yeah, no, JFK, May 4th. Anyway, we'll see you in June when you come to make it up to Maine here in, was it like June 18th, I think is the date. I can't remember my own dates, let alone somebody else's date. So, hey, the point is to try to encourage young believers how to engage with God and to give them assurances of God's presence. And sometimes we might not feel it, but you can say, God, you promised that you'd be with me. There are like 8,851 promises of God in the Bible. And I think that's the number. They're for us, friends. He is for us. He has given these promises to us. And we need to get these things just built right into our to our blood flow. Get his truth pumping through our veins. I say that talking about having my electrical issues here. But to get his truth pumping through your veins, friends, and to convince other people, and to help young believers be assured of their salvation, to be assured of God's forgiveness, to be assured of God's presence. These are things that we want to have in our own lives, that we want young believers to look at and see in our lives so that they can also apply them into their lives. There are other passages that talk about God's presence with us. I've covered a handful this morning, and hopefully they are of great encouragement to you. Hopefully you are strengthened. Today, I've got a business-type meeting. We're doing an event here in July. It is going to be held in Bangor and in Portland. We're bringing in longtime Moody Church pastor Erwin Lutzer, and also Frank Torek, an apologist, and our own Carol Conley from right here in the state of Maine will all be speaking at an event. Why not now, church? The idea of getting the church inspired and encouraged to take a stand on issues. And so I just want to give a plug for that. I've got a meeting in Bangor just about as quickly as I can get out of the house here this morning and get up there. Another meeting this afternoon at noon. I would ask you to pray for these meetings and with several business leaders, most everything that I'm doing right now has to do with raising money, and I'm going to be very honest with you. I don't like doing it, but God has told me this is your lot in life right now, so you need to do it. And so just pray for just several good connections with people in up in Bangor at a noon luncheon today. So little windows of opportunity to catch my breath in between some meetings today and then meetings with my staff this afternoon. So just I appreciate prayers for those things. Pray for me and if you want to. And again, I can't say this any more clearly. I get people who on a regular basis who are asking for money. That is not the nature of this ministry, okay? I just want you to know it's not the nature of our ministry to provide money. Now, we hear the heart. We hear the need. We see that. This is a teaching ministry. My ministry is about educating people to expand ministry, and that is the large focus. And we're investing those that are partnering with me, investing in South Sudan, and we have worked there. We've got partnership there. They're developing leaders there. And if you want to be a part right now of helping their leader out, South Sudan is such a. I'd love to take some of you with me, but the State Department says we shouldn't go there. I went there, and I'll probably go there again. The State Department doesn't keep you from going, but they do tell you if you go places like this, we're not going to come extract you if there's a problem. But they are doing wonderful things they have no resources. I mean, there are not jobs there. If you don't own a little business of some sort, there are not jobs and a corrupt government and many things of that nature. But they are equipping young leaders. They are starting churches. They are encouraging the church. And because of that, relationship, because of a longstanding relationship with the Evangelical Free Church of South Sudan, going all the way back to 1985, there's a history, there's a link there, and that's why sometimes folks will come on and we pray for their needs, but we don't have the relationship, the infrastructure in place to help in a lot of those ways. For those that ask, that is not the nature of what I do. And, you know, for my American listeners to understand just the many needs out there. So anyway, thank you for that word. If you want to support Joseph, or I have an immediate need. I'm trying to support Brother Joseph Narizi and what he is doing. Contact me, message me. If you want to give at Concentric Global uh, at, uh, the right one. I forget which button I have to push. There it is, right there. If you want to give, you can give there. If you want to give directly to me, you get the tax break if you give through Concentric. Give to my ministry directly if you want that, or if you just want to contact me. If you want to be a part of supporting Joseph, it isn't right now. It isn't like a ton of money, but he has needs, and we're trying to get those taken care of. I've got some local business partners who have already said, "Hey, we'll jump in and give a little bit." And if you want to do that, just let me know and try to get Joseph taken care of here this week if we can. Anyway, friends, you guys are wonderful. I love you. I thank God for you, and I pray God's blessing on your day. I pray that today you are aware that He is with you. Have a wonderful day.